Well, let's get you started with a recap of some of the action on Saturday at the State Track and Field Championships, the final day. A number of place winners around the area. First place award winners from Saturday's action include Gage Clay of AHSTW. He won gold in the Class 2A boys 200-meter dash, winning that in a time of 21.98. Nolan Smith of Audubon also is a state champ. He won the boys 110 high hurdles. 15.18 was his time. Also winning championships on the boys' side, Glenwood's sprint medley relay team in Class 3A, and Jeanette Schraft of East Mills won a couple of more titles on Saturday, winning the Class 1A girls 800 meters and the 1500 meters. Among the second-place finishes on Saturday, Gage Clay of AHSTW was second in the 100-meter dash in Class 2A. Zach Ambrose of Boyer Valley was a runner-up in the 1A 800-meter run for the boys, and Sharissa Mogler of Bedford was the runner-up in the girls' 1A 100-meter hurdles. Among the third-place finishers from Saturday, Jared Corder of Nottoway Valley was the third-place finisher in the 800 meters in Class 1A. Also, Fremont Mills girls were third in the shuttle hurdle relay. The Fremont Mills boys also placed third in the shuttle hurdle relay. Glenwood's 4x400-meter relay team was third in the boys' Class 3A race. And St. Albert, also the boys' 1A third-place finisher in the 4x400-meter relay. Darby Thomas of Abraham Lincoln placing third in both the girls' Class 4A 100 and 200-meter dash events, while the trainer boys were the third-place finisher in the sprint medley relay in 2A. Among the fourth-place finishers, Grant Reed of Atlantic placing fourth in the boys' Class 3A 110-meter high hurdles, running 15 seconds flat in that race. Audubon had a fourth-place finish in the 1A shuttle hurdle relay for the boys. Nolan Smith, Jackson Jensen, Josh Lang, Tyler Reboff made up that team. Also, Joanna Topham of Griswold had a fourth-place finish in the girls' Class 1A 1500-meter run. Violet Lapke of Logan Magnolia placing fourth in the 800-meter run in Class 1A, while St. Albert's boys' 1A sprint medley relay team also a fourth-place finisher. A few other place winners from around the region on Saturday as well. Looking at the list, Allison Bruck of Harlan was sixth in the girls' 3A 100-meter hurdle event. Underwood's Class 2A girls' shuttle hurdle relay team also a sixth-place finish. Marcus Mum of Tri-Center was seventh in the boys' 2A 200-meter dash on Saturday. Those are some of the results from Saturday's final day of action at Drake Stadium. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association has announced its preseason boys' baseball rankings for the year. Class 4A, West Des Moines Dowling Catholic will open up the season as the number one rated school, with Iowa City West and Johnson 2 and 3. Lewis Central cracked the top 10 list at number 9. Class 3A, Harlan opens up the year as ranked number one in the 3A listings, with Davenport Assumption and Dubuque Wallert 2 and 3 in the early rankings. Also in the Class 2A rankings, Clear Lake will start the season ranked number one, with Wilton and Dyersville Beckman 2 and 3. Kemper Catholic is number 5. Trainer is ranked number 6 in that poll. And also in Class 1A, St. Mary's Remsen is number 1 rated, with West Sioux and Newman Catholic 2 and 3 to open up the season. A few other area teams didn't quite make the top 10, but did get quite a bit of consideration in the voting, are Weva, Audubon, and Cam, also receiving a number of votes in Class 1A, not quite making the top 10 list to open up the year. Boys baseball season, the first ball games of the year, set to get underway this week. Major League Baseball action yesterday saw Matt Carpenter homer and Adam Wainwright turned in his second successive strong outing, helping to lead the St. Louis Cardinals over the San Francisco Giants 8-3 in a game heard here on KJAN. Randall Grichuk drove in 4 runs for St. Louis as they snapped a 4-game skid. Wainwright allowed one run and 5 hits over 6 1/3 innings. He also had an RBI double in the 6th inning. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Colorado beat Cincinnati 6-4. Pittsburgh 1-0 over Philadelphia. Washington beat Atlanta 3-2. The Cubs over the Brewers 13-6. Dodgers beat Miami 6-3, and the Padres over Arizona 5-1. One interleague game saw the LA Angels beat the New York Mets 12-5. In the American League, Mike Minor won for the first time since 2014, and Brandon Moss hit 2 of Kansas City's 4 home runs, helping to lead the Royals over the Minnesota Twins 6-4 in a doubleheader opener yesterday. Minor relieved Jake Junis with a 5-2 lead in the 5th, 2 outs and 2 on. The 29-year-old left-hander walked Max Kepler, then retired Kenny Vargas on a pop-out as Minor retired the side in order in the sixth inning. Elsewhere in the American League, the Yankees beat Tampa Bay 3-2. It was Toronto over Baltimore 3-1. Cleveland beat Houston 8-6. Boston over Oakland 12-3. The White Sox beat Seattle 8-1. Texas downing Detroit 5-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball Sunday, Tacoma edging the Iowa Cubs 8-7. Reno beat Omaha 14-3 in the first game of a doubleheader. Omaha shut them out 6-0 in the second contest. Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers' NBA record-tying playoff winning streak is over. The Boston Celtics put a stop to it on Sunday with an improbable victory just hours after announcing their top player is done for the season. The Cavaliers had won 13 straight playoff contests until Avery Bradley nailed a three-pointer with less than a second left to give the Celtics a 111-108 triumph at Cleveland. That shot bounced on the rim four times before getting the Celtics within 2-1 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Bradley's bucket also capped a gritty comeback after Boston fell behind by 21 in the third quarter. Game four is set for Tuesday in Cleveland. Well, the Pittsburgh Penguins scored just 6 goals in splitting the first 2 games of the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals. They topped that on Sunday afternoon alone to get within 1 victory of their second straight trip to the Stanley Cup Final. Brian Rust and Scott Wilson scored 2 minutes 13 seconds apart to give the Pens a 4-0 lead late in the first period in a 7-0 pounding of the Ottawa Senators. Rust also set up Olli Maatta's game-opening goal before Sidney Crosby scored for the third straight game. Crosby and Phil Kessel each finished with a goal and an assist, while Carter Rowney set up 3 goals. Matt Murray stopped 21 shots, winning his second straight start following a 6-week injury layoff. The Senators will try to stave off elimination. They'll host Game 6 on Tuesday. In golf, they needed to play extra golf at the AT&T Byron Nelson before Billy Horschel came away with the title. Horschel sank a par putt in the first playoff hole after Jason Day pulled his 4-foot putt left and passed the hole. Horschel fired a 1-under 69 on Sunday, including a 60-foot birdie putt on 14. Day finished with a 68 for a 12-under par total. Bernhard Langer pulled away from the other contenders and captured the region's tradition in Birmingham to match Jack Nicklaus's record of 8 major titles on the PGA Tour Champions Circuit. Langer closed with an 8-under 64 for a 20-under total. The 59-year-old German wiped out a 6-stroke deficit over the weekend and entered the final 2 rounds a stroke behind Fred Funk. On the ladies' side, Lexi Thompson completed a wire-to-wire victory in the LPGA's Kingsmill Championship by closing with a 6-under 65. Thompson was 20-under in breaking the tournament record for the best total score in relation to par, topping Annika Sorenstam's 19-under in 2008. And in racing news, James Davison will replace Sebastian Bourdais in next Sunday's Indianapolis 500. Bourdais crashed during qualifying on Saturday, leaving the four-time Champ Car Series champion with multiple fractures in his pelvis and a fractured right hip. The French driver had pelvic surgery and is recovering in a hospital. Dale Coyne's team says Bourdais will likely miss the rest of the season. It's unclear if Davison will remain in that car beyond Sunday's race. Scott Dixon grabbed the pole for the Indy 500 with a 4-lap qualifying average time, or average speed, of 232.164 miles per hour in Sunday's qualifying. 2-time Formula One champion Fernando Alonso will start 5th in his Indianapolis 500 debut coming up on the weekend. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.